This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama's startup scene grabbed eyeballs last year when Target bought Birmingham-based Shipt for more than $500 million. The city's entrepreneurial community wants to keep that boost going. One new effort is the Alabama Futures Fund. The $25 million fund will provide venture capital to new companies either in Alabama or willing to relocate here. Matt Hoddle is with Red Hawk Advisory, the fund's investment manager. He explained they'll be providing seed stage venture capital.
Seed stage really means the point at which you're going from kind of the friends and family round. You've cashed in your 401k, you've maxed out your credit cards. So this is when you're kind of graduating from the basement or the dining room table to, you know, the office and thinking about staff and how do I actually market this product and who are my customers going to be and what does this look like?
What sort of companies are you going to look for? Is this just about tech startups?
Not just about tech startups. So what we really look at is there's kind of three big pillars. So the first thing that we look at is the market that they're going into. Is it a big enough market? Is it a market that has some size to it and has some opportunities within it? Then we also look at the founders themselves. Are they able to execute? Will they be adaptable? Because inevitably, something's not going to go right. You're going to have to change your direction and you're going to have to pivot to something else. And then the third thing is this scaling quickly or could this scale quickly? So something that's going to take 20 years to get going, that's probably not going to fit our investment thesis, as we like to call it. As far as the market goes, we're looking at a lot of different things, not necessarily tech, although tech tends to lend itself to those categories.
You talk about scale, and when we think about venture capital in general, you have some sort of business getting off the ground, venture capital comes in, experts come in, you scale up quickly. Does it matter that those people doing that are here in Alabama versus somewhere else?
Part of the approach to the fund is that we'll be taking active advisory roles with these companies after we invest in them. So it's not just, here's a check, you know, like your shoes, hope you win type thing. This is, we're going to work with you. We want to help you develop it, be a resource, get them plugged in, not only to the general business community in which they're in, but also to our investors, because our investors in this fund are incredibly strategic and very helpful. We have a fairly extensive network of those same resources around the country, and we absolutely plan to bring those to bear to help those founders be successful.
Well, you have $25 million in this fund. How far does that go?
The way that we're aligning this fund is we have a split, and a portion of the fund is for initial investments. And then a portion of the fund is going to be reserved for follow-on investments. And the reason that we're doing that is that of the couple dozen investments that we'll end up making, a handful will make it, and the rest won't. That's the nature of the beast at early stage, right? So we've have to have this follow-on funding so that those teams that are succeeding, they are winning, they are moving forward, they are scaling, that we're able to keep them going. We're hoping to really create a path for them to go from when we start with them to when they're kind of graduating into the big leagues and get them to the next stage.
So big picture, you start this fund, $25 million. What do you hope to achieve 5 years out, 10 years out, beyond?
So I think first and foremost, really get the message out that this is, you know, this state is open for business for startups and capitalize on some of the stuff that's already been, you know, massively successful in the last year. I think that we've raised the profile of Birmingham collectively in the startup and entrepreneur community, you know, 100-fold. So I think that's the first thing. I think the second thing is that we really want to create this total life cycle for companies. We don't just want them to come here, get some funding, grow, get an investment from somewhere else, and then move. We want them to come here. We want them to grow. We want them to succeed. And then we want them, whatever that looks like, to then start seeding more companies, because that's how real startup communities become, you know, startup giants. And there's absolutely no reason we can't do that in the state.
Matt Hoddle is an investment manager with the Alabama Futures Fund.